Hi, I'm Sarah Pulliam.
And I'm Marcia Olson. I have a couple of questions to start with. I come from a community of Christians that have been studying Islam, but only among ourselves, so it's time to really meet people who can say how they see things in their own community and their own faith. Gotten comfortable with talking with individuals and some experts on Islam who've come to our church and talked with us. But now we're trying to find ways to communicate, to get together with communities, families, Muslim groups who are in our community, but we haven't had a chance to really be with them, to get together for talk, for food, whatever it might be. Do you have any suggestions? And what about those groups that might have a different cultural background or different take on Islam that we might not want to bring them into the same setting? Could that be a problem?
Well, your question is really good. And I think it kind of gets to the heart of what is community. And for those of us living around the Puget Sound region, I would say that's actually pretty hard to define because we have both mosques that are fairly diverse and have people coming from all manner of different heritages, but then we also have a lot of mosques that were maybe dedicated with a particular community in mind. Like up in Shoreline, we have a mosque that's largely for Bosnian families and anyone else who wanted to come, but that was who helped fundraise for this mosque. So you could certainly reach out to individual mosques, but then there are a lot of people like myself who don't particularly identify with any mosque at all. So a lot of families are just integrated into their neighborhoods more than anything else, or we meet each other and become friends across neighborhoods or through Facebook or things like that.
Sure.
And so one way to reach out is maybe just to kind of look at where people are gathering already, like libraries and schools and public events, and just making it known that you'd really like to put together a gathering.
Yeah.
That's how I heard about this recording with KUOW as well. It was just posted on air, and I thought, oh, that sounds really fun and interesting.
Me too. Yeah. Would we be okay if we're not very sophisticated about differences between Sunni and Shia, and be concerned about getting people together that are from different
focuses? That's a great question. So I would say that a lot of those differences that are very strong in other countries, like in Iraq, for example, they almost fall away when people come to the United States, because you are looking to, find similarity more than you are different. If you're a Muslim in America, you're looking for all the ways that you could have something in common with someone else. And my former husband used to play a lot of soccer, and on his teams, they would just be this huge amalgamation of people from all over the world. And he had a lot of friends that were both Sunni and Shia and other sort of sects of Islam, and it was not an issue at all. They came together over their common love of soccer, and just they would go hang out with each other, eat food from different parts of the world, and it wasn't really a barrier.
One connection we've had is with the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Linwood, which now has a mosque in Monroe, I believe. And we've had a few people who connected with them on some outreach, community outreach programs. And we had the feeling that they weren't accepted by the rest of the Muslim community. And we don't want to involve, mix people up when it's not appropriate. Do you know anything about, some subgroups of Islam that are often, separate from the rest of the community?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are for sure differences of opinion as far as religious fundamentals go, but overall, I would say most Muslims are happy to meet other Muslims, and it doesn't matter. It's not the first question out of our mouths, like, well, what teachings were you raised under, or what kind of dogma is the most important to you?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.